This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat.
So I pushed the speaker off.
But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as the two enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. To my weekend listeners, just giving you the real quick rundown. On Thursday, we realized we had to be in Nashville, we did. So we drove from Thursday after the radio show at 3 o'clock. We drove 16 hours straight. I did all by myself. I'm patting myself on the back right now. And then we drove into the end of Kentucky, right on the border between Kentucky and Tennessee. So we did what we had to do today in Nashville, and then we got into a rental car at the airport, and then we drove from there to, where are we at, son? Oh, close to Harriman. We're on our way to Marville. How's that, my friends? Marville. We'll be preaching there tomorrow afternoon. And then the following day, on Monday, we'll be doing national television with Alan Keyes, presidential contender. If you don't know who he is, look up Barack Hussein Obama and Alan Keyes, and you will watch this intellectual man on a different level from a different planet spank Barack Hussein Obama like a little baby. He's a Harvard grad, and he's just a really super cool guy. So we're happy to do it. We're also being asked right now to be a regular on his television show. I don't know how that's going to roll, but we'll decide as things roll out in real time here. Friends, if you want to watch us live right now, you can do so on YouTube, Sons of Liberty Media on YouTube, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to watch us live, you can go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you can watch us live there. If you'd like to call in at any time, we are hooked up on Comrax, and that number is 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, and so be it, friends. I want to let you know that we have been spending time on exposing CARE. Council on American Relations, with Islamic Relations, as they like to call it, Council on American Islamic Relations, and how they're attacking Minnesota church clergy. And I'm here to tell you, friends, today they are not the victims. They are perpetrators, again, pushing for the absolute control. Yesterday, we took the time to go back to CARE and Jelani Hussein, the director from the state of Minnesota, who is trying to equate Christians to the KKK. Again, they're on the attack. And really what it comes down to, friends, is to learn who means to rule over you. You just simply have to find out whom they do not want you to criticize. And it's exactly what we've seen in play in this country over the last 15 years. First, the homosexual sodomite community, who are felons, friends. It's a felony in every state in our union. And then right hook, line, and sinker, friends, right in the same path behind them. When the American people gave them a green light, guess who came in behind them? The Muslims did. So it went from homophobia to Islamophobia. And, of course, both, friends, individual organizations advocating for that which is lawful in America and subversive to the American government, it first came in, friends, with the people giving a green light to the people that God condemned. And it's interesting that 86% of those that profess to be Christians, friends, they gave them a green light. They care not one iota for the things of God. And I'm here to tell you that the Lord condemns such a mindset if they lay it not to heart, if they have not a care for the afflictions of Joseph, and if they're not valued for truth. The Lord said, I'm going to judge that nation. And it's exactly what we're seeing being played out here today. When I get some more time, I may get over to Ilhan Omar and my time there at the St. Cloud University in the state of Minnesota when I went to her Islamophobia meeting, friends, if that's what you want to call it. And I'm again here to tell you that it was completely dead air. The only attention that they get, America, is what the mainstream media gives them, and it's important for you to understand that. So without further ado, let me start rocking and rolling. And again, if you want to call in, please do. Don't give me your thumbs down. Don't give me your backhand concerning your comments. No, man up or woman up and call me and set me straight in front of 118 radio affiliates across the United States of America that have labeled us in so many different ways or voted us, friends, as the number one and number two show on Genesis Communication Networks. And if you'd like to know what I'm talking about, go to Genesis Communication Network, and you can see who's the most listened to radio show over there across the country. Set me straight in front of all of my listeners. And by the way, don't forget about the 53 countries that are listening as well. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to listen to this, okay? Because you are under attack by the Council on American Islamic Relations, okay? We know that Donald Trump just recently, and this makes me an anti-Trumper, folks, by the way, concerning his followers. We are highlighting the fact that Donald Trump's administration is still pumping tens of millions of dollars into terror-tied organizations like that of CARE into the United States of America. Recently, they signed on to this to continuously support that which Barack Hussein Obama started. And as I've said, friends, nothing new under the sun. The agenda goes forward. And the fact of the matter is the American people, for the most part, have been awakened to this fact, so you can rest assured we're going to stand under the judgments of God, because if we're not going to listen to the Lord for his blessings, we're definitely going to listen to him for his curses, and it's exactly where we're at today. Now, I want you to listen to this. These are the victims. These are the ones selling themselves as the victims. This is called, and they are called, and they call themselves the religion of peace. These are verses taken from their book of peace, the Quran. I want you to listen carefully. Quran, chapter 2, verse 191. And slay them wherever you come upon them, and expel them for where they may expel you. Persecution is more grievous than slain, but fight them not by the holy mosque until they should fight you there. Then if they fight you, slay them. Such is the recompense of unbelievers. This is found in the Quran, okay? And keep in mind, friends, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and today, we have been highlighting how this organization, terror-tied organization, this Muslim organization, is coming into America, and not only in America, but also over into Europe and the UK and other countries to plunder, to conquer. And I'm going to show you more of that in the up-and-coming hour, as well as hour two. I want you to listen to Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He's the Turkish president. He said, the mosques are our barracks. He said, the domes are helmets. The minarets are our bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. I'm here to spend 2 hours with you today to show you that they are not, in fact, the victims, but they are, in fact, the perpetrators. They have not the shield. They have the sword through totalitarian methods, and the American people need to awake to the tactics being played out. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Here from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live out of Deep Tennessee. We're going to be preaching in Marville tomorrow. As well as we will be with Alan Keyes on Monday doing national television with him, so we're excited about that. Friends, again, if you want to call in at any time, please do so. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and today we have been talking about CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, how they are on the attack, and how they are perpetuating the crimes against we the people, and this is what they do. This is the history of these people, friends. They play the victim, they get to where they need to go, they get the help they need, and then they begin to attack the very people that gave them the help. I want you to listen to this because he's an acquaintance of ours, and we've had him on the radio show quite a few times. But did you know that the former FBI agent, John Guandoli, there's a video out there of him talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11, 2001. And for those that didn't know, just yesterday, I also noticed that there's more killings going on in the United States of America that are called honor killings by the Muslims that have come into America. So they're bringing their intent with Sharia law and establishing Sharia law and living accordingly. They're not coming here to assimilate to the ways that which we know America. They believe, like Mustafa Carroll said, director from Texas, that if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the laws of the land here. And the American people need to realize that this kind of stuff is happening in the United States of America. And you also need to know, America, that the mainstream media is giving cover to those that are here to conquer this nation. I've shared on articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, where we have seen for 18 years how the Muslims have been reported as our arch enemies in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, that was the fuel that sicked the American military on the Iraqis back at the beginning of the 2000s. And now we're finding 18 years later that same mainstream media that has been telling us that we are under attack by Muslims, along with the said representatives in the United States of America, we're now finding out it's the same media and the same said representatives that are giving cover and attacking those that dare call out the Muslims for their crimes against we the people. America, you've been sold out by the Judases within the government, no question about it. But I want you to listen to what John Guandoli had to say. John Guandoli, talking about the Islamic terror attacks since September 11, 2001, did you know that he equates the mosques, friends, as military bases? Because what we found is that during his exposition on the Islamic terror within American borders, John Guandoli brought up the question as to what would you think of a foreign country established military bases here in America? Well, for the record, America, you are reaping what you've sown. You have over 737 military bases all across the world, okay? That's why you see your president and presidents of the past and in the near future calling for a global order. Barack Hussein Obama said there's no other way. We see Donald Trump saying that he's combating the New World Order when, in fact, we see that he's aiding it under the guise of playing the good guy. This is where the American people need to wake up. But again, keep in mind, you have 737 military bases all over the world, friends, and those are countries that have submitted to a global order, okay, in 146 countries, and there's 196. So think about what's happening, and I know that it's not constitutional, and I know that the American people didn't give them delegated authority to act in such a fashion, but I am here to tell you they're acting in such a fashion because the American people are not stopping them from doing so, okay? So if you're wondering why we have mosques in America today, one thing John Guandoli forgot to bring into the equation is the fact that we have done this to other countries. And Galatians 6:7 comes to my aid. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And also keep in mind, Scripture tells us that the Lord reigns on the just and on the unjust. So according to the seeds that you plant in your life, keep in mind it's raining all day. And we're going to see the harvest soon enough. And you also need to pay attention to the fact that, friends, whatever you allow said representatives, I don't care if it's one or it's an allied conspiratorial board that's looking to do a certain thing, whatever we allow them to sow, friends, I mean, just think about this. One case, Roe versus Wade. One case, allowing government to sanction the murder of the innocent. You know as well as I do, the American people didn't delegate that, but the government did it anyways through an oligarchy where few rule over many, and they did what they did because the people allowed them to do it. Just think about it. That one case, for example, brought forth 60 million murdered innocent babies in the womb. And the Bible is clear. Thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20. The Bible is clear. Proverbs 6:17, thou shalt not kill. Okay? So what you allow them to sow, friends, you as a nation are going to reap it with them. They don't care. You need to understand that people in these said representative positions that are not there working for the people, they've already sold their soul. And the fact of the matter is, friends, you can't help those people. You must lawfully deal with those people, and we can find that when we peruse the U.S. Constitution. But let me get back to this John Guandoli point, okay? He said Muslims are establishing mosques in America, which is the same thing, friends, as what we're doing in other countries. John Guandoli goes on and says it's a sign of conquering to the Muslims, as you know, because out of their own mouths, the Muslims are not coming into America again to simulate. They are here in an attempt to dominate. Now, Hassan al-Banna said this. It is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its law on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. Is that what's happening? Yes. We see them systematically in the United States of America doing this through care today. We see this methodically taking place incrementally, little by little, on a 24/7 basis in America. And it's going to become more normalized if the American people don't put a stop to what they see happening in their country. It's going to fall to your kids. And you're going to become a curse. Your legacy will be a curse. It will not be a blessing. Listen to Omar Ahmad, the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
He said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to dominate. Consider where these people come from, by the way. Okay? Look at their countries. It's sand. It's salt. It's water. And it's rock. I mean, what is it that they don't understand about curse, the cursings of a Most High God upon a disobedient nation? Well, what they do is they leave those countries, they go into prospective countries. Again, they adapt themselves to the welfare system, they get the help that they want, and again, as I said earlier, they begin to attack, and it needs to stop. It's subversive, and it's illegal in the United States of America. Omar Ahmad, the founder on the Council or of the Council on American Islamic Relations, finished with, the Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Is that true? No, it's not. Folks, you can have the Islamic world surround me and stand there and tell me how Allah is God. And I'm going to stand there all by myself, me and him, all alone, which we are in the majority, and we're going to tell them that there is no God outside of the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, who conquered death, amen, and the grave, amen, that we might be found witnesses of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, that all men's faith, both friend and foe, it does apply, that they might find their faith, not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. And why is that? That's found in 1 Corinthians 2:5. And if you go over to 1 Corinthians 4:20, what does it tell us? What does Scripture tell us, friends? That the Word of God is not in word, but it is in power. And what does His witnesses look like? Well, that we have strong confidence and much assurance that they would know what sort of men are among them, having received the Word of God in much affliction and with power, friends. Right? Amen. One more quote for you, and we're going to continue on this little venture, friends, in this exposition concerning the Muslims in the United States of America. And I'm about ready to show you the fruit of these Muslims. But again, I want to make clear that you understand that I'm on this show today to show you that they are not the victims. They are the ones that have been allured in through your said representatives, through sanctuary cities, and something called sanctuary states, which is a violation of federal law. It's a felony, friends, but they're doing whatever it is that you're letting them get away with anyways. And what they're doing is they're drawing them in, and they're handing off your country to those that mean to dominate the country. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Again, Mustafa Carroll, care director, friends, of the Council on American Islamic Relations in that of Houston, Texas, said that if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. I'm here to tell you, no, they are not. I'm here to tell you, everybody listening to me right now, no, they are not. But the question I have for you is, are you willing to be the strength of the laws found in the Constitution to make sure it doesn't happen and to make sure it doesn't fall to our children? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
For Democrats, this was supposed to be a moment to begin easing 3 years of built-up anxiety. Instead, the launch of the 2020 presidential primary has left the party deeply unsettled. Party leaders are still on edge over embarrassing technical issues that marred the Iowa caucuses, where there is still no official winner. Frontrunners Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg were named in an effective tie. Sanders and Buttigieg face questions about their long-term political viability. Some supporters say the two leading women in the race, Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, are raising alarms about persistent sexism. And Joe Biden, the national longtime frontrunner, finished a distant fourth. He's now facing a money crunch, a staff shakeup, and a looming challenge from Michael Bloomberg. The former New York City mayor isn't competing in the early states, but he's spending hundreds of millions of dollars in Super Tuesday and later contests. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about CARE, Council on American Islamic Relations, and how they are playing the victims. By the way, they are sicking their dogs on anybody and everybody that dare speaks out against them. They're creating these frivolous lawsuits in the United States of America, friends, and you need to put a stop to it, because you know what? This is how it starts. You remember when Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, she started out, everybody knew what she was really doing, and everybody really knew what she wanted. Well, at the end of the day, it didn't fly in the 50s nor in the 60s, but when the 70s came around, corruption inside of government went along with Margaret Sanger, and because of that, 60 million babies are gone. It's the same thing with the ACLU. By the way, Margaret Sanger said that the most merciful thing that you can do, or a family can do, is to kill one of its own members. She said this, okay? And then we have the ACLU. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, we know it's a communist organization. Everybody acted like, well, you know, they can't do anything. Nobody's going to accept that. And then before you knew it, look what they're doing. They're trying to cut off Jesus Christ from our Christian heritage. And how they're getting away with that is because of the ignorance of the American people that are allowing them to do it, Hosea 4:6. Okay? By the way, he said what we all knew. Roger Baldwin started back out in the 30s, just like that of Margaret Sanger, and look what they've done today, friends. They've actually convinced some people what they're doing is lawful. They're subversive. They're a subversive organization. Roger Baldwin said at the end of his organization that the end of the ACLU is communism. Friends, I'm trying to prevent this from taking place in the United States of America, but you have people that are bold-faced attacking America and structures, our school system, you name it. Let me go back just a little bit. Did you also know that the ACLU, outside of attacking Christianity, is advocating Muslims to infiltrate public schools to bring forth their doctrine in the public schools in the United States of America. I may get to that before the end of the show today, hour two. But the fact of the matter is, friends, prevention is better than cure. Why are we going to wait before we actually stand up and deal with these people? I talked to my attorney today concerning our issue that we're having with Facebook right now. And I said to him, I'm just absolutely amazed as to how many people are complaining about what these big tech companies are doing. But I said, I don't see hardly anybody actually turning around and taking it to these big tech companies, because we all know that these big tech companies think that they're above the law, just like Planned Parenthood, just like the ACLU and a plethora of other organizations. I could bring up George Soros as well. But folks, and now we're talking about care. Okay. And then going back to the big tech companies, friends, they're not above the law, I told my attorney. And I said, what bothers me about it is the fact that they think what they're doing is legal, or all the while knowing that it's not legal, they just wanted to act like they're above the law. And guess what? The people have given them permission to do so. My attorney said back to me, he said, but Bradley, you have to understand that you are a rarity in this country. I'm a rarity in this country, I said to him. I said, do I see something wrong with this picture? And let me go right back to the cross. God the Father sends his son, Jesus Christ, to wash me from my sin, to reconcile me back unto the Father through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ. And I'm not going to stand up for who I am concerning him who redeemed me by living unto him who died for me, 2 Corinthians 5:15, and taking that to the natural. I told my attorney, how is it that I see the price paid for my freedoms? Because, again, we understand that freedom was not given unto us to do what we want to do, but freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. How is it that I can sit there and look at the sacrifice they made to give me the freedoms in which I have today and allow this to go on in my country? I want you to consider this. Our veterans that are 6 feet under the ground today fought these same people on foreign soil that in many cases Americans are tolerating today through their said representatives. You want to talk about honoring the office, America? If you want to honor the office, then you better hold your said delegates, your said representatives, accountable to the very laws that they magnified against tyrants on foreign soil. That's how you say thank you, America. And you know what this all reminds me of? It reminds me of Jesus when he said, you know what? You come around me, you follow me, and you honor me with your lips, but what do? He said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. And for the record, this is why I say before the end of every single show, friends, deeds, not words, which, by the way, just happened to fall to the lot responsible concerning the one that actually coined that slogan, deeds, not words, George Washington. And you know where he got that from? 1 John 3:18. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. And I could go off on this right now, friends, because this is the channel I'm on. But you know what? This is where it comes back to Scripture. Where does it say in the Bible that God loves you? Does he love us? Oh, absolutely. Where does it say in the Bible that Jesus loves us? And yet we see these fallen pop stars and these musicians all day singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, because the Bible tells me so. As a matter of fact, Whitney Houston was known for that, who actually died of a drug overdose. Isn't it interesting how she gets up in front of the world, tells the world how much Jesus loved her, right? Instead of actually answering the question back to the Lord, where the Lord says, you know what? Do you love me? If you love me, then why don't you practice what my word commands you to practice? Because that's where love is really found, friends. Love is found in action. Oh, and by the way, when you go back to the Old Testament and to the New Testament, can anybody show me where God said or Jesus ever said that he loved anybody? He loved us in action. He loved us in demonstration, and this is exactly how we have to love our posterity. This is how we're called to and commanded to love our neighbors. But we can't do that unless we first love God with our heart, whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And what's the second? Namely unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's found in Matthew 22, verse 37. So that was a little bunny trail for somebody. Getting back to Muslim mosques, which are equated by John Guandoli, former FBI agent, to military bases in America. Yeah, you heard me right. Did you know that mosques, the number of mosques in the United States has jumped up to 74% since September 11, 2001? Folks, you've been lied to. You've been duped. You want to talk about how this is hitting home today? I said during the first segment that we found and we know as a fact, Donald Trump is continuously funding with tens of millions of dollars of your tax dollars reallocated to terror-tied organizations in America. How is it that they can't grow in such a fast fashion, friends, or so rapidly? Mosques in the United States has jumped up 74% since September 11, 2001. That's a fact. As a matter of fact, the U.S. survey found in 2011, they counted a total of 2,106 mosques as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. So, folks, things are going on in real time behind closed doors. And keep in mind what I said during the last segment. These honor killings that are happening in the United States of America, the media is giving it a blackout. You don't know these things are happening because they're blacking out the information to give you, the viewer, the knowledge as to how you're to respond to these people. Why would they be doing that? Because it's a part of a conspiracy. Read Jeremiah 11:9. This isn't a theory. This is happening today in America. As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. You know that tactic I bring up quite a bit concerning Saul Alinsky? Cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us. Do you guys remember when criminal Barack Hussein Obama, you know, that foreign sodomite who told on himself when he was out of office and how he referred to his wife as Michael on three different occasions? She said that he was born in Kenya, which means he has no lawful standing in the United States of America. Matter of fact, if Donald Trump was who he really said he was, he would go back and erase all the legislation, which is unlawful, that the criminal Barack Hussein Obama actually advocated and implemented. Did you know that? Because he has the power to do that. Do you remember when he was over in France during his criminal tenure and he told the world in France that we have one of the largest Muslim populations in the world? Well, of course he lied because, again, he wanted to give strength to the enemy. There's actually 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country, America. And they want to bring a lot more of them in. Remember, just a couple weeks ago, we highlighted the fact that there's 18 governors in the United States of America that want to import more foreigners from the Middle East into the United States of America. Let me tell you this. The Lord said that if you want to sell me out, you want to ignore me, and you want to serve other gods like sports, just the tip of the iceberg, he said, that's fine, you can do that. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you over to your enemies as well for rejecting me. And when you look at Leviticus 26, you can see that the Lord brought judgments more severe. And he said, if you will not hearken unto me for this, I'm going to bring seven times more the judgments upon you. In other words, they get worse and they get worse and they get worse. Folks, if you ever look at a country or looked at a country concerning our history or world history, you can go back to that of Germany. Did you know that every time the Jewish people of the day, the dissidents and the gypsies, were brought forth to be, well, through the chastisements of the Most High God, to repent for their sins before him that he might heal their land? They rejected his chastisements. And little by little by little by little, before they knew it, they were the type that didn't want to get involved in politics, friends. Everybody lives politics. And then before they knew it, they were behind a wall of barbed wire fence, right? And do you remember what they said? Even when they were inside of the barbed wire fences, they still need us. All the way to the point where they went through the gas chambers and were exterminated. Guess what? All the way up until that moment, they said they still need us. And until the point that they were exterminated, well, at that point, their opinion didn't matter anymore, did it? We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us live on sonsoflibertymedia.com even now, or go over to Before It's News. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, talking about John Guandoli, comparing military mosques, is what he's saying, friends. Muslim mosques are military bases in America. With that said, we got a phone call. David from San Francisco is calling in. How are you, my friend? I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, well, not too bad, Brandon. You know, one of the reasons why I like GCN is there are a lot of 9/11 troopers over there.
And, yeah.
Are you one?
Explain. Well, explain yourself, because I think we're on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, 9/11 was an inside job. Just look at the tenants of the Building 7, and then look at
David, I was just in New York just adding to this conversation, and when I was there a couple months ago, and the first thing I did is I said, I'm just going to start talking to people here, to my wife and my kids. And the first guy I talked to was a waiter. We were sitting at his table, and I said, I just got a question for you. He said, what's that? I said, we were just over at the memorial for the two towers. I said, what is the consensus with New Yorkers? Who do they believe is responsible for that? Instantaneously, David. He said, we all believe it's a government inside job, because that's all you have to look to is who's profited it and who's profited from it more than the Bushes and that little cohort and that alliance. So people in New York believe what you're saying, David, overwhelmingly. As a matter of fact, we know that just... Yeah, and just recently, I believe it was a couple months ago, that there was a commission that actually gathered together, and they called for a new investigation into September 11th. So there's no question that an overwhelming amount of people, and I think people are still waking up today, David, concerning what took place there on September 11th, because the fact of the matter is we see now the Muslims are being ushered in by our said representatives. And if you look at the Patriot Act and the agencies that were created after September 11th, they're all aimed at guys like me, because we resist what they're attempting to do. And it was our forefather, the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison, that said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. If only we listen, David. Yes.
When you look at 9/11,
one of the first things that they tried
to do was to make America's security system permanent. You know, like, all the time.
Yeah, yep.
And so when you start looking at we the people are in this thing, and it should be doing so many different things that it needs to be a test. You know, like, this is the kind of place, you know, we people own the country, we pull our money together on April 15th, and we buy ourselves seats at, you know, schools or libraries or bridges, roads or airports, ports, things like this. You know, clean up the river, make sure it's not poisonous, and then go down there with your kids and fish. And it's the idea that America is owned by all of us. And that we hire a guy every 4 years, and he's all of the president, and he's supposed to do the mundane, regular things of fixing the ports and making sure that the sewers are working right and that nothing wasted is going nowhere. Well, these guys have got a permanent security status, and Trump is withholding documents about his job performance and based it on the security. And it's like, well, you know, you're not fixing the levees, where's the money? You know, you see that wall that blew down the other day. These guys are built in the budget.
Yep. They're
using to disclose documents. So that's what this whole thing is hopeful. We don't want to see the witnesses. We don't want any documents. The guy's innocent. Like, that's the funny deal. He's our employee.
That's right.
He has no right to hold those documents belong to us.
That's right. They call it, and David, then they have the audacity to call it, basically preferential information. It's classified. We can't release it to the people. Well, they're trying to give us the impression it's classified because they want to protect us from our enemies. Well, the fact of the matter is that it would expose them as being our enemies. This is like going back to the assassination of John F. Kennedy. I mean, immediately 2 days after he's killed, Johnson reverses the orders on Vietnam. They make $1 trillion over there, military industrial complex. I mean, the whole shebang. And then what do? They have the audacity to take the head of the CIA, who John F. Kennedy said he was going to break into 1,000 pieces. He takes the head of that organization that he just fired. And then what does he do? He appoints him on the Warren Commission, the fox in the chicken coop. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's so telling. But let me say two more things to what you just said, because I think it's advantageous for us all to understand. Do you remember Fahrenheit 9/11? I think Michael Moore is an absolute communist, but I did see the documentary right after September 11th, and it was interesting to note that they went right to the borders and found that there was nothing protecting our borders from anything. Exactly. So, and then we're just hyped up by the media that nobody believes in, and people act accordingly as to the media and the information that they're giving them, again, from the media that they don't believe, only to find out that we're being lied to every step of the way. And I also wanted to bring this up. General Douglas MacArthur said back in 1957, David, he said this in 1957. He said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. He said, kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. He ends with, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. It's been going on for decades in this country, David. No. No. I think I just lost Dave. I did. Well, you know what? Great points, Dave. Totally appreciate you. I appreciate your phone call as well. I'm going to get back to this, folks. We have hour two coming up on the other side of this. We're talking about Muslim mosques, military bases in America, and we're taking this off of former FBI agent John Guandoli. And after his conversation and his exposition concerning his video, I started to gather the information to basically comply with the thoughts. And by the way, if they weren't there in the sense of adhering to, friends, I'd have to expose it for what it was. But John Guandoli was exactly right concerning what's going on here in the United States of America. Now, at the beginning of the show, I started off giving you quotes from that of the Quran. I want you to keep in mind, Keith Ellison swore in on the Quran. I want you to keep in mind, Rashida Tlaib now has sworn in on the Quran. We're seeing more and more of this. And by the way, CARE and Islamic organizations in the United States of America are aiming for placing up to 5,000 new Muslims into position of representatives in the United States government, which, by the way, runs antithetical to the United States of America. Okay? This is happening today. While you're watching your football games, while you're watching your hockey games, while you're caught up in your pornography, while you're caught up into watching some vanity on television, you know what? The Bible says to come out from among them. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? If you're caught up into that, I want to tell you something. Where's the Holy Ghost besides there convicting you of your sin? Because that's his job, John 16:8. He'll never comfort a man in known sin. But these things are happening in this country, and I say shame on you. If you call yourself a Christian and you see this happening and you sit back and entertain yourself out of your responsibility to lay to your kids, you know what? That's a curse, and it's a curse that you rightly deserve. And that's the condemnation that's promised to those that are in disobedience. And furthermore, the Bible says the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. So if you're wondering why that wrath has fallen upon you, I'll tell you what, you find your life where you lose it. But where you try to save your life, Jesus said you'll lose it. Martin Luther King said this, and he was right when he said it. Until a man finds something to die for, he hasn't found anything to live for. Which, by the way, he is bringing that to Scripture in another way of saying it, but the same thing that Jesus said. Now, we got hour two coming up, and I'm going to share more of this with you. And then I'm going to show you the fruit of the people that want to convince you that they're the victims since the 1970s in the United States of America. And I'm going to show you the crimes that they are, in fact, responsible for. Sons of Liberty Radio. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at DanPilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's DanPilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together. Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.